Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the
the Lord, everybody. Woo, let this song saturate your heart. Amen. It does something to me. I tell you, I can feel it in the depths of my soul when I hear that. I know God gave that young man that sing that song so powerfully an anointing to sing that song. Amen. Some songs you can feel the depth of what the psalmist is speaking into our hearing. Amen. That is a beautiful, beautiful song. Praise the Lord. Well, we just going to say praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I don't see Mother Charity on the line today, and maybe she'll be on a little bit later. We were looking today for her daughter to minister in song for us today before we bring up our speaker. But nevertheless, we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Again, this is the day that the Lord has made. I don't know about you, but I will rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you once again to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. How many want to be empowered for destiny? Amen. You have to know what your destiny is. My destiny is in Christ Jesus. Amen. And that's my purpose for living, is to serve him. Amen. It's to please him, and is to make sure, hallelujah, that he is pleased with my service. Amen. We certainly have been having a wonderful time on this broadcast. And as always, I have enjoyed every moment. Amen. This is something that is dear to my heart. I've been laboring in this ministry, in this capacity, for almost 2.5 years next month. Amen. And we're on this line Monday through Friday, teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Without failure. Amen. When Blog Talk say 9876532, you're on. We're on the broadcast.
Yeah, they're saying something now.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Some have dropped off. Well, maybe they didn't hear me. I had the phone on mute for a second. Amen. But I see the callers coming back on the line now. Amen. I'm going to open up Mother Charity's line. Amen. Forgive me. I had the phone on mute for a second. So, again, we praise the Lord, and we thank you for tuning in. Amen. We experiencing a few difficulties right now, but nevertheless, we're going to get right on in to the Word of God. Amen. God bless you, Mother. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, what you want me to do?
I want you to open up with the word of prayer. And is Sister Deborah ready?
You didn't get Deborah's call?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Well, she had called you to let her know that she wouldn't be able to do it today because she had some things that was already planned. So she's not here today. Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Okay,
so she said maybe tomorrow she'll be able to do that.
All right, Mother. Well, that's nevertheless, we thank God for it. We're going to go right on into this here segment today. Amen. And we're going to ask Mother to open up with the word of prayer. I don't know if somebody else is on my switchboard, but I'm experiencing some things going on with the switchboard. I don't see Sister Ruby on the line. I don't see Pastor Hamilton on the line, and I pray no one else is on the switchboard because I'm experiencing some a mute line. So I pray that all is well, and I am on the switchboard, so I can maintain this switchboard today. Amen. I might have to do a little juggling. Amen. So nevertheless, I don't know what number our speaker is on. I don't see the area code, the 832 number, but nevertheless, we're going to go on. Mother, Mother, would you please open up with a word of prayer for us?
Yes, we certainly will. Glory to God. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for another opportunity, amen, to praise your holy name, O God, today. We thank you even for this day, Lord, that you have allowed us to see, O God, for our activity of our limbs today, being in our right mind, O God. We praise you for all of thy goodness, O God, hallelujah, that you have shown to the children of men. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you're deserving of all of our praises. Hallelujah, oh God, let your name be praised, my God, today. On high-sounding cymbals, oh God, help us to shout it from the mountaintop, my Lord. Oh God, because thou art God, and beside thee there is no other. In the name of Jesus, bless this broadcast today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bind the enemy. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you might be glorified, oh God, today. Oh Lord, bless each and every one. Bless the speaker today. Hallelujah, as they bring forth the words of life, my God. For we could do nothing without thee, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you are our strength, oh God, today. And we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, for encouraging our hearts today. In the name of Jesus, have your way today, Lord. Oh, glory to our great God, and bless each and every one, my Savior, hallelujah, today. Oh, strengthen your people, my God, in the name of Jesus, and help us, oh God, today, for we need that help, Lord. In the name of Jesus, glory be to our great God. We'll ever praise your name, my God. Just help us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and seek you, my Savior, while you may be found. Call upon you while thou art near, my God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Savior, hallelujah. We'll ever glorify and magnify thy great name today, hallelujah. For great is the Lord, and you are greatly to be praised. In Jesus' blessed name, we pray, and for thy name's sake. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, we bless you today, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for that opening prayer, Mother. We're going to, I don't know if this is Pastor Miracle on a 281 area code. Pastor Miracle.
He's trying to come through. He sounds like he's trying to come through.
Hallelujah. That's not me. I'm going to go get my phone and
call. Amen. Amen. Is this Pastor Miracle?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So you on area code 281. I wasn't sure. I heard some noise coming from that line, so I wasn't sure. But nevertheless, we're going to bring Pastor Miracle right on. She's not a stranger. She has been fellowshipping and has been a wonderful, wonderful woman of God that we have come to love dearly. She hosts a prayer line Monday through, well, she's on 7 days a week. Amen. She pastors God's Church there in Houston, Texas. She has certainly become a dear friend and a wonderful, wonderful sister in Christ Jesus, and we just love her dearly. Amen. So we certainly are pleased, and we certainly are honored to have her with us today as we continue on with our topic for this week, the priceless gift of a mother. God bless you, Pastor Miracle.
Amen. God bless you, precious people of God, Evangelist Bernard. God bless you, and just thank God for you and all of you that are on the call today. You know, God is so good. He's so great, and he's greatly to be praised. And, You know, we're talking this week about the priceless gift of a mother, and I was just hanging out with my mother. I'm on her cell phone, amen. God just seemed like he just let us, you know, just bind so good this week and spend so much time together. And so I didn't have my phone. I called in on her line, but I'm glad you're able to find me, and we can just go right along, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. God is so awesome. He's so great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. So we just want to begin with prayer. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence today. We thank you, Lord, for your perfect will, Lord God, concerning this broadcast today and the word that shall go forth. We thank you for those that are on the call, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that your will is done through this broadcast and it's unhindered and it's unchecked by any force in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke all distractions, Lord God.
Yes.
We rebuke all confusion, Lord God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And we thank you that your will shall be done today. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that your people shall be blessed like never yes. before, Lord God. We thank you that you open the eyes of the understanding, Lord, and you fill it with the glorious gospel of truth, Lord God. We thank you that every ear is anointed to hear. Every heart, Lord, is receptive to receive the word of God. It falls on good ground, and it brings forth supernatural, abundant fruit, hallelujah, of change, Lord God. Change, conform us into the image of the dear Son, Jesus. Bring us into a greater knowledge of who you are and your will for us. Hallelujah, and how you desire to use us in the scope of things in your kingdom even more. Bring us, Lord God, into a place of greater fruitfulness. Bring us, oh God, into a place of greater yieldedness, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking, Lord God, that you fill every person on this call today with fire. Fill them with the fire of your presence. Hallelujah. You said, Lord God, that you are a consuming fire. Lord God, we're asking today in the spirit of oneness and unity that you would consume, oh God. Hallelujah. Consume us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, inside and outside. Shift us, Lord God. Hallelujah. In every place where we need adjusting, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you. Lord God, we expect to never be the same. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you do a working in our hearts, and you do a working in our minds and in our souls of change. And we give you glory for it, Lord God. We worship and adore you for it, Lord God. I just want to begin to seek the Lord and let the Lord have his way. Amen. Hallelujah. Not by might, nor by power, but it's by his spirit. There is going to be a move of the spirit of God, and we have to learn to let him have his way. We have to learn to yield to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, precious spirit of truth. Hallelujah, precious spirit of light. Hallelujah. We worship. We worship. Hallelujah. Opening up. Hallelujah. Open up your precious people. Make sure that the heaven is open over us. In the place of Jesus Christ. That the kingdom of God on the inside of these people is feeling. Feel it, Lord God. Let there be transfer. Let there be breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus, cause them to experience your miraculous healing, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your hand is not short to save, to heal, to deliver. Thank you that you have anointed us, Lord God, to preach the good tidings, Lord God, to the weak, the opening of prisons to those that are bound. Hallelujah. To set at liberty the captives. Hallelujah. Come we worship you today. We declare every yoke of bondage broken and destroyed by the power of the living blood. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that every burden is removed, Lord. Fill your precious people with joy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Joy unspeakable. Oh, God, glory. Let there be a praise releasing each spirit, oh God. Let there be a spirit of worship in every heart. We worship you. There's none like you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are the great God. You are all sufficient. We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord. And oh, bless your name. We thank you for your power today. Hallelujah. Yes. Your power is unhindered. Your power is unchecked. We worship you. You know every person represented, Lord God, on this call today. I thank you, Lord God, that you speak to every situation. Hallelujah. And you bring forth, hallelujah, crystal clear clarity concerning your will for these people, Lord God. We worship you alone. We glorify you, O Father God. And we give you, Lord God, all of the glory. We give you, Lord God, all of the honor. And we give you, Lord God, all of the credit for everything that you do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, O God. Oh, hallelujah. We should just, you know, just have a heart of thanksgiving. Have a heart of gratitude. There is no God like our God. He is so good. His plans for us are good, to give us hope and a future. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. I know the Lord's been good to those of you on this call. I know he's been moving for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Just worshiping the Lord right now. Praise your name, O God. There's nobody like him. There's nobody greater. Hallelujah. I know that many of you, your testimony, you were searching before, you know, you sold out to the Lord. You were trying to, you know, find it in other things. You were trying to, you know, get fulfillment out of this and out of that. But until you came to the Lord and until you gave yourself wholly and completely, until you sold out, you never found that place of safety and assurance. He came to the place where you could say to live is Christ, to die is gain, where Jesus just consumes you. Hallelujah. I'm grateful that he's a consuming fire.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, so many times we're praying and we're trying to clap up and do stuff, and if we would just worship, things would break. The Lord wants to worship. He shall worship him. The King of Glory. Come out of yourself and begin to just thank him for his goodness. He's unfailing. He's kind to us. He's merciful to us. He's forgiven us of all of our sins. We are death praying in the realms of the spirit. We owe nothing. He says, I let you off the hook. You're not guilty. You are forgiven. Hallelujah. You are accepted into the beloved joy. Thank you for forgiving us, Lord. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you for taking care of our sins, Lord. We worship you. Thank you for revival. Hallelujah. Where is revival going to take place? It's going to start in you. Hallelujah. Revival begins with each person. You know, Jesus met a woman at the well. He just began to talk to her and love on her and share with her. And she went back and won a whole city. It's one person at a time. Let God do it in you. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. We worship you today, Lord God. We honor you today, Lord God. We praise you. We love you, Lord God. I thank you that your fire is burning in every person right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we glorify you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, precious spirit of truth. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Praise the name of the Lord. There's nobody like him. Hallelujah. Well, we're honored to be on the call today. We're honored to be fellowshipping with you with the New Destiny Ministries, and I know if this is a broadcast that the Lord has called for, I know, Evangelist Bernard, your heart for God, to obey God. Hallelujah, to build a work for God one brick at a time and just say, hey, I'm just going to take the next step and I'm going to do exactly what he told me to do and do it all by faith. And so we just thank God for you. We thank God for this work and thank God for each of you that are on today. Praise the Lord. Well, we're talking today, and our theme for this week is the priceless gift of a mother, the priceless gift of motherhood. And, you know, the Spirit of the Lord was dealing with me about being a mother. And, you know, one of the anointings on my life, one thing that we have to do, and this is the working of the Holy Spirit when we first come to him, his first agenda in your life, the Holy Spirit, is to bring you into the fullness of the knowledge of who you are. Hallelujah. Why does he want to bring you into the fullness of the knowledge of who you are? So you can begin to operate in who you are. You can't operate in something that you don't know. Hallelujah. You can't go someplace and you don't have a direction. You don't have an address. You know, some of us, we can have an address, but we still need some map quests and do some other things. You need some information to get where the Lord wants to have you to go. And it is the assignment of the Holy Spirit in the earth to get us to the full completion of the work that Jesus started on the cross of Calvary. The Word of God says like this, he who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it to the coming of Christ. The work of completion is the Holy Spirit's job every day, to work in you, hallelujah, until you are conformed to the image of your son Jesus, until you're able to fulfill the call of God that is on your life. So he works with you. He works in you, and he causes you to know who you are in God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord. And he begins to talk to you about the gifts. Why? Because the gifts are the gifts of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit administers the gifts. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why when we're trying to operate in the kingdom and we're trying to operate all of these gifts, we have to yield these things to the Holy Spirit. And not just yield it one good time and be done. No, you yield every time before you operate. You worship every time before you operate. You get in the Spirit mm-hmm. every time. These
all
are
right.
His gifts. This is the working of the Holy Spirit in us. He must do it through us, not by might, nor by power, but it's by his Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord will begin to deal with you concerning who you are. And one thing that the Spirit of the Lord, he calls me to know concerning myself, he says that there is the anointing. Hallelujah. And not just the prophetic anointing, not just the pastor. We don't get caught up in titles. But he said there is an anointing, daughter, for you to birth them, for you to break them through and bring them into the fullness of what I have declared over them. From the beginning. Hallelujah. There is an anointing for you to nurture them into it. Hallelujah. And so in the natural realm, a mother is one who births you literally from the spirit into the natural. How do I know that? And then, now this is the natural mother, births you from the spirit to the natural. Well, how is that, Pastor Miracle? Here it is. Because the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1, God told Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you, and I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Where did he know Jeremiah? He knew him in the spirit because he said, before I formed you in the womb. In other words, before you had a flesh, I knew you.
All right.
You understand? Before you even had a flesh, before you were formed in the womb, you were spirit. And I knew you. I had an ordination on your spirit before I connected you to a mother's womb. Oh, my God.
Oh.
I want to know who's on the line has been connected to a mother's womb. Hallelujah.
Oh.
He says, I connected you to that mother's womb to get you to form that flesh and to birth you in the earth. But I had already put an ordination on your spirit. I had ordained you and anointed you as a prophet to the nations. But in order to get you into the earth, I needed a mother.
Mm.
Hallelujah. I needed a mother. I had to, God, we can see God in his sovereignty, his hand-selected mother. He visited, and he had the angel visit Mary. She chose her. He said, I need a mother for my son.
Come on, man.
Jesus was the lamb that was already slain before the foundation of the world, but he couldn't come into the earth to fulfill that assignment without a mother.
All right.
Oh, hallelujah. So God in his sovereignty hand-selected mothers. And God in his sovereignty is still hand-selecting mothers. He took
hallelujah.
Jeremiah with this powerful anointing on his spirit, nothing but a spirit, an ordination, an assignment, and a destination. What was the destination? The nations. He said, I ordained you a prophet to the nations. God already knew where this spirit was to go in the earth, to the nations.
Right.
He already knew the anointing that was to be on it, prophetic. He knew the process. The process was what? We need to get you into a mother's womb, and you will form flesh, and you will be birthed out. You will begin your journey in fulfilling this assignment. But the process originates through the womb of a mother. As I transfer you, as I incubate you from the realms of the spirit into the realms of the natural, because before you can fulfill an assignment in the earth,
You got to come into the earth from the realms of this. You got to have legal access in the earth, so you need a body. God said in order for you to have a body, you must be now formed in the womb of a mother. You can't have a body until you enter the body of a mother, and she forms you and she births you. Then you are born out into the earth, and you now have legal access to operate this spirit that I have given you and this anointing that I have put in you. And this anointing to be a prophet, and you shall now get to the end result, which is the nation through a mother.
My.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So the process from the spirit to the natural starts with the mother. But what God showed me is he says, well, once they get here, then I got another process. He said that process is from the natural back to the spirit. So I need another mother. Because once I allow the flesh to be formed on them, he said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. So now we got to deal with the flesh. Hallelujah, I wrap them in flesh to get them in the earth. Then I crucify the flesh so my will can be done. Hallelujah. And I need a mother, says the Spirit of the Lord, to get them from the place of spirit to natural. But then he says, I need a mother in Zion to get them out of that flesh, back into the spirit, and release into the fullness of that anointing, release into the fullness of that destination that I put on your body. Bless your name, Jesus. God says, you need mothers. Those of you on this line, find you a mother. Get you a mother. Hallelujah. The anointing on the mother is to incubate life, to nurture life. Hallelujah. And to release it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord to cover it. Bless the name of Jesus. And we see all throughout the word of God how God used women. Praise the name of the Lord. Women, God, Jesus, in his infinite wisdom, his ministry was surrounded with women. Hallelujah. From the selection of his passageway vessel from the spirit to the earth, which was Mary, it started. The Bible says of Mary that she was a young girl. You know, and the Bible says not many wise are chosen, not many noble are chosen, but she was a virgin. She was humble, and God liked her, and God chose her. And the angel Gabriel came to her and said, you are highly favored among women. You're going to bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. And so God chose this young virgin, this young woman, to bear this child. But not only did she chose him to bear the son, but I want you to know, as we're talking about mothers and we're kind of talking about women, we got to kind of talk about that, because you can't be a mother unless you're a woman. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So even as the Lord makes choice of her, and now she's pregnant, what the Lord really ushered into her life, it was a blessing in the spirit, but in the natural realm, it was a problem. It was a problem because now she's not married yet, but she's pregnant. Not only is she not married yet and she's pregnant, but she has not yet been, hallelujah, intimate with her husband to be. And if, as far as he's concerned and those around concerned, it's not his baby. This appears to be a problem. And if you think about your own life, and if this was to happen to you, this is a problem. But God says that I had to choose the right person because this blessing was coming through some problems. And not everybody is anointed to be able to birth out problems.
Come on,
hallelujah,
now.
To birth out life-changing people, but they're coming in with problems. Hallelujah. They're coming in. Hallelujah. And it's causing issues for you. Can you handle it, says the Spirit of the Lord. Everybody can handle it. And I see him surveying women and he chose Mary. He said, because this is going to create some issues and I need somebody that can handle it.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need somebody that's going to be able to bear up under the pressure of this pregnancy, the pressure of this labor. Not just the pain of birthing it out, but the pain of carrying it. The pain associated with carrying something. Some things you call to carry, and it's not comfortable.
Come on now.
You got to be anointed to be a mother. That's why God chooses. That's why God chooses you. God chose Mary. She said, because I need somebody who is anointed to carry this. This is not just any baby, but this is a situation. Hallelujah. I am now thrusting her into a situation of discomfort, a situation of ridicule, a situation where she will be misunderstood. Hallelujah. A situation where she will be gossiped about. She will be talked about.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Hallelujah. She will. There will be a reproach on her because of this pregnancy. Heaven's going to have to be involved with certain miracles, hallelujah, so that she won't get killed behind this pregnancy, so that her fiancé won't leave her behind this pregnancy, so her family won't disown her behind this pregnancy. She was called to carry something, but God said, I need somebody who's going to partner with me to carry this.
Yay, Jesus.
You got to partner with me for this birthday. Not just anybody can be a mother. Everybody couldn't carry Jesus.
Come on.
Hallelujah. But God said, there are those that I have anointed. Not only can they deal with the pain of the supernatural process by which I impregnate them, and the supernatural, you know, sometimes the distasteful elements associated with what they're carrying, people don't understand spiritual things, and they can't always see the end from the beginning, and everybody didn't get the announcement from the angel that you got. Everybody didn't get that initial call that you got, and they don't understand the real passion behind what you do, because you know you heard God and you know this ain't even about you. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Woo. See, the angel didn't visit everybody. He visited Mary. Mary had to be secure in what she knows she heard from heaven. Mary had to be solid in that. He didn't visit Mary's mother, but Mary had to deal with her mother when she got pregnant. He didn't visit Mary's daddy, but Mary had to deal with her father when she got pregnant. And all she had to say was one word that she heard from heaven. That an angel visited me, and this child is of the Holy Ghost. And don't that sound crazy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't that sound a little far-fetched? You're having a baby of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God says not anybody can be a mother. Hallelujah. Not just anybody, but I must hand-select these mothers. Mm. Hallelujah. Those that will birth something out of the spirit into the natural. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. That was Mary's assignment. And so not only was she called to carry Jesus and to deal with the situation surrounding this uncomfortable pregnancy and this, hallelujah, confusing scenario. Yes, it was confusing because it had never been done before in the earth. God ever give you something to do that's never been done in the earth? You don't know anybody who did it quite like he told you to do it. Hallelujah. This had never been done before. There was no precedent of a woman getting pregnant of the Holy Ghost, getting visited by an angel first. It had never happened before. People in their carnality, people in their limited boxed up thinking, they associate what's possible by what has already transpired. But God in this dispensation, he's saying there's some things that are possible that have never happened in the earth, but can I trust you to birth it? Can I do it through you, says the Spirit of the Lord? Can I do some impossible things in your life? And can you carry it? Hallelujah. Can you be secure in it? Can you walk with your head up high in it? Bless the name of Jesus. Can you not worry about what people have to say while you're birthing it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So not only was she called to carry that, and it started out, it initiated in the spirit. And I want you to know, I'm talking to some mothers on this, some of you who are being mothers, but I want you to know that it always initiates in the spirit. See, the baby that was coming into her womb was initiated in the spirit. Because the Bible says Jesus was the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Jesus already existed.
Mm-hmm.
It was just now time for him to enter into the earth. The only way to enter into the earth is through as a baby and through a womb. That's the way you enter into the earth. Hallelujah. To live what we call life. If you're going to live a life, you need to be born.
Oh.
You need to grow up. There is a process to live in a life. It was the will of God for Jesus to live a life. In order to live a life, he had to have a mother, and he had to have a father. He had to come through a family. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
He was called to live a life because his life was to be an example. Hallelujah. The Bible says, be careful who you entertain. He says, some have entertained angels unaware. And these angels that we have entertained look like people. So you can enter the earth and you can look like a person and you can do some things in the earth. But Jesus wasn't called to just show up here. He needed a mother. God says, I need him to live a life. I need him to be an example for people. I need him to be born, and then I'm going to need him to die.
Ah, Jesus.
He needed Jesus to come in order. And in order for him to come in order, he had to be birthed out through a mother. Don't discredit, don't discount your need for mothers. You need to be mothered. You need to be mothered well in the spirit. Hallelujah. So not only was Mary anointed to deal, okay, first it started in the spirit. Let me back up. It started in the spirit. So this baby, this spirit of Jesus Christ, this spirit of Emmanuel, this spirit of God with us, this spirit of the Son of God came and entered into her womb, and where his flesh began to form on this spirit. It initiated in the spirit with the visitation from heaven when the angel showed up and said, fear not, you are favored among women. Hallelujah. It initiated with an announcement from heaven. And so she was encumbered with these spiritual experiences all behind one baby, all behind one birthing. Oh, my God. Why? Because it was a big deal. It was a big deal to heaven. It was a big deal to God. Imagine the joy. It is time for Jesus Christ to enter into the earth, the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. The world didn't just begin when Jesus came. It was a certain dispensation. It was a certain time, a certain mother. Everything was in place. And the Lord said, Gabriel, go tell her. And then Emmanuel, and she's been favored among women. She shall be called God with us. Mary had to be able to handle that. Can you handle what's required in the spirit to birth what God's putting in you? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Can you handle it? Hallelujah. Can you handle the activity that's going on in heaven because of what God is implying in you? Hallelujah. So this thing initiated in the spirit, but how many of you know when you carry something, it's not just spiritual? It may start in the spirit, but how she had to deal with that spirit in her flesh began to form on it, and that flesh began to form on that spirit on the inside of her. Her womb began to get bigger. It affected her natural body. Oh, just like anybody else, it affected her eating habits. Just like anybody else, it affected everything in the natural. When you are called to carry something, you got to be equipped in the spirit. You got to be equipped in the natural. Hallelujah. The spirit of the Lord is speaking to some others concerning your physical body. Got to be able to bear up under what I'm calling you to carry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us have to be prepared for some schedule in the earth. It's because of what God put in you. Well, you may be in this city 1 week. You may be in another city another week. There are some things in the natural you got to be ready for, because what God has done in your spirit is going to affect everything.
Woo, glory.
So if the Lord is speaking to you, hallelujah. I can imagine the Lord. You know, the Lord, he chose Mary. Mary was already fit. I think she was probably around 14. She was a young girl. So she was physically fit. She was in shape. But some of us the Lord is talking to about working out. Some of us the Lord is talking to because he's saying, look, you're birthing something. And it's going to affect spiritual. He said it's not just spiritual. He says it's going to consume every fabric of your being. You don't need to be as tired as you've been. He said he's trying to prepare your flesh because he says you are called. You are carrying something. And it's going to affect everything.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Bless the name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're willing for all that is required. So that flesh began to form over that baby. And that baby began to grow on the inside of her. She began to, I don't know if she had morning sickness, but let's just be real about it. I'm sure she probably did. Anything that came with being naturally pregnant. In the mornings when she was throwing up and she knew she had not slept with a man. See, isn't it something how God can take you through stuff and make you look like you've done some things you haven't done?
Hey, say that.
And judgmental people will look at you and they'll judge it up and down and they'll swear they're right and they're wrong.
All right.
Mary was a virgin.
Was a virgin.
that it was the call of God on her life that had her in a predicament with the stomach swelling, with morning urgent. But God was saying, because when you are a mother, you have to be acquainted with that which your children shall go through, because she was birthing a son who would find himself on a cross hanging between a thief and a murderer.
All right.
And he was innocent. How you going to carry something and you can't handle it? You're trying to birth out something and you can't handle the very thing you're birthing. God said you're going to go through some things.
Come on now. Woo, Jesus.
How are you going to be there for him? How are you going to birth out a son? See, Mary, she understood this whole dilemma because in order for her to carry it, God processed her. She had already been there and done that. They were ready to stone her for something she didn't do.
Amen, amen.
She just answered a call. So she was able to be faithful with her son. She was able to be there at the cross of Calvary. Yeah, it hurt her and she cried tears, but she understood my son's innocent. This looks bad, but he's the son of God. This looks bad, but he's Emmanuel. This is the promised seed.
Yes.
This looks bad, but I know our hands fell with a man. I know God's hand is on him. This looks bad, but this is the Savior of the whole wide world, and I burst him.
Hey, glory.
I burst him. Hey, thank you, Lord.
Come on.
God said some of the stuff you went through, it was because of what you had to birth out.
Yeah,
yet I'm on fire. You're not God's anybody because you went through it. And now God is sending you sons and daughters who are going through the same thing. And you're not judging them, but you're nurturing them. You're not judging them, but you're covering them. You're not judging them, but you're understanding some things. Hallelujah. Because you've been acquainted with that. Hallelujah. Because God qualified you.
Yes.
You're going to be a mother. You got to be qualified.
Wow,
Mary had to go through something. Hallelujah. Not just the pain of morning sickness, not just the pain of her stomach getting big and that it totally took on her physical body, not just the pain of being ridiculed and judged. When people, when you know, people just really swore up and down that she had cheated. She was immoral. That was a very immoral situation to be in. God says, I use the foolish things to confound the wise. God sets those up so it looks contrary to the truth, so that he can trip up those who are walking after the flesh and not after the spirit, so that he can strike the weak from the deaf, those who are in touch with his real heart, and those who are just looking like they know God, those who are just talking like they know God while they judge Mary. They say that they believe on the Son of God, but then they judge him, and they put him on the cross, and they crucify him. God says, because they never know me. Hallelujah. They never knew me. They knew for those in the Word of God who recognize the Son of the Savior. They traveled for miles around. They didn't have no words of judgment for Mary. They were wise men. They came from afar with gifts. They wanted to sow into this new vision that had been burst out. They wanted to sow into this that came from heaven. They wanted to give. They wanted to be a blessing. They knew it was from God because they were from God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, don't judge, that you be judged with the same judgment. Hallelujah. So those who war with what God is doing in your life, they don't have the eyes to see. It doesn't matter. Bless the name of the Lord. So not only did she have to deal with all of that, but there came time for this baby to be born. And then there was the climax of the natural pain of birthing this baby out. Hallelujah. The climax of the most excruciating pain that a woman would ever know in the flesh of birthing out a baby, to push, to contract. When everything in you, contraction is when two sides in your body, they compress together, and it just feels like one thing is going against the other, but it's all on the inside of you, and it's just pressing you. And it just hurts. Hallelujah. And you have that going on the inside. Bless the name of the Lord. At the climax of birth is something that God put on the inside of you. And to top it off, there's no room in the end to have this baby. Hallelujah. So it doesn't even look like a dignified birth. It looks like you're out there with the animals, and now you're birthing this, and God said it's for heaven. You know, sometimes people don't think, they don't put much dignity to what you're doing. They don't think it's dignified at all. really don't think what you're doing is dignified. This can't be of God. Couldn't you at least got in a decent place to have this baby? You said God ordained this. You said God called for this. You said that God's hand is on this. So why are you having a baby in a manger? Why are you having a baby out here with the animals? You say this is God's baby. Hallelujah. God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. Oh, my God. So mothers, a lot of times, we have to birth our things. We birth our ministries in garages and in our homes. Hallelujah. We birth out stuff, and it doesn't look like it's big time. It don't look like there's much to it. We birth out television networks on Blog Talk Radio. Bless the name of Jesus. In utter obedience to the call of God. How about this? Hallelujah. But God says, yes, my hand is on it. Yes, it's mine. But yet again, I'm using foolish things to confound the wise. And there are wise men who are bringing gifts from afar to this baby in the manger. There are those who will be obedient to show, no matter what it looks like. There are those who are sensitive to the heart of God, no matter what Mary's life was looking like, no matter where the baby was born in, no matter that they had, you know, rumors about Mary getting stoned. None of that mattered. They beat a path supernaturally to find where this baby was to sow. And the Spirit of the Lord is saying today that there are those who will sow into this what you birthed out, Evangelist Bernard. Hallelujah. They will sow. I speak to them, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Bless the name of Jesus. I deal with them. I send them. I get them to you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. The priceless, hallelujah, the priceless value of a mother. So baby Jesus was born, and now is the process of going on. Now is the process, and the Spirit of the Lord and the angels, they dealt with Joseph, and heaven walked with them, hallelujah. And you know, how many times do we have to remind ourselves that it's not our baby? It's the Lord's baby, hallelujah. It's God's baby.
Jesus.
This is God's baby. God will take care of this baby. God will protect it. What happened when Herod was trying to kill? He was trying to figure out who Jesus was, and he was just going to kill all the babies. God protected him. They had another visitation from heaven. Hallelujah. And God told them where to go so that this baby could be protected.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That whatever is birthed out through the Spirit, it's going to take the Spirit to sustain it, maintain it, and protect it.
Ah, glory.
Not by flesh, not by one flesh, any man should boast, but by my Spirit. God says, I'm not going to have you to birth something, and then I'm going to walk away from it. I'm faithful, said the Spirit of the Lord. He who called you is faithful.
Yeah,
he
said,
I'm faithful. Hallelujah. And he says, he who began to go work is faithful to complete it till the coming of Christ. I'm going to finish this what I started in you. I'm not going to let her kill the baby. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let them stone the mother before the baby born. He said, the baby's going to get here. The baby's going to live. The baby's got to be raised up because God has to die on the cross. God said, there is a destiny for this that I have birthed through you, says the Spirit of the Lord.
All right. Talk
We're going somewhere, and nobody can stop it. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere, and there's divine protection. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The destiny has already been set from the beginning. Before God even spoke the word to start the ministry, God has set the destiny. The destiny of this ministry is set. How many of you know when you were out there in your sin, and you were acting a fool, and you were living like there was no God, your destiny was still already set? Hallelujah. God brings you into the fullness of the process to get you where he needs you to be. Why? Not because of you. Because he's committed to his word. Because his hand has always been on you. And even when it didn't look right, and even when you were wrong, hallelujah, God was still working a process in you. The Bible says it says all things work together for the good of those who love God and what else. Those who are called. It was a call on your life. that kept God pulling you. It was a call on your life that kept getting you out of trouble. It was a call on your life. God says you're called according to my purpose. It was a call on baby Jesus that caused God to rescue him from Herod. It was a call on Moses that caused him to be rescued when all the other babies were dying. Children lived and not died. And whoever walks in the Lord and that which God has ordained, that which God has anointed and worked out will live. It will speak. The vision will speak, said the Spirit of the Lord.
Jesus.
The church is blessed. The church is not going to suffer because of the call of God. As it expands, and it's expanding, the Spirit of the Lord says, you can do all things through me. I'm strengthening you.
Yes,
I'm team for you. Don't try to figure it out in the natural. Don't try to figure it out in your flesh. Well, I'm going to do all this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And right now you're saying do this. God says you can do it. He is able to do it exceedingly abundantly above. I want you to ask a thing according to the power that's working in you. There is a power. There's a power. People may not see it because it's spiritual. There is a power. People may not hear it because he's talking directly to you. But there is a power that's working on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Bless the name, Jesus. The power is at work to bring you to an expected end. The power is at work to bring baby Jesus to the old rugged cross, and nothing shall hinder him from getting to the cross. No weapon, says the Spirit of the Lord, formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against the ministry shall prosper. He's greatly to be praised. He's greatly to be praised. praise. My God has never failed me. He's not failing me in this situation. He's not failing me in that situation. I don't understand right now, so I'm just going to worship.
Mm.
Tears are flowing and it hurts, but I'm going to worship. And at the cross of Calvary, her son stood there innocent, and the torture that she had to watch him go through was a part of the call. Jesus. Can you worship what children that you birthed out, you labored with, you prayed with, you called out, you know, you prophesied to, and it looked like they're suffering. Hallelujah. Can you trust me, said the Spirit of the Lord? Can you trust me? Know that they're mine, said God. Hallelujah. Know that they're mine, says the Spirit of the Lord. Those pastors on the line, those mothers on the line, God says they're mine. Because they're on an old red cross, because they're going through something, don't make you a failure. Because it looks painful and because it looks bad and because it seems like this is the end doesn't make you a failure. God says you're faithful. God says you've been faithful. Bless the name of Jesus. Mary at that cross with her son up there was faithful. Still favored of God. She was still favored among women. When he was 12 years old and he was in the synagogue teaching and he was missing and she didn't know where he was. And as a good mother, she was looking for him, and I'm sure she was upset because she didn't understand the intricacies of raising the Son of God. A child that would have the boldness to tell her, I must be about my Father's business. That is confusing. That'll shake you up a little bit. That'll make you go in your prayer closet and shut the door and talk to heaven, Lord. What manner of child is this? There are times when you will not understand your children. Ooh, hallelujah. But God said, it's me working it on. The process is mine. God said, just keep praying. Just stay faithful. Just keep watching. Just stay on the wall. Just stay close to him while they're on Calvary. Just kneel at the bottom of the cross. Just get as close as the Roman soldiers will let you get in worship. Don't give up. Thank you, Jesus. Worship. Know that they're in my hands. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Worship. Hallelujah. And though they may be buried, the Spirit of the Lord is there. I am able on the third day to resurrect them with my glory and my splendor. And I am able to use their lives no matter what they go through and no matter what it looks like and no matter the roller coaster of processes and the contradictions that it looked like before people. I'm able to get glory out of it. And I'm able, says the Spirit of the Lord, to draw all in unto myself. My purposes shall be fulfilled. My prayers shall come to pass. I am God. Worship. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. There is none greater than me. I know what I'm doing. I'm not new at being God. I've always been God. I'm not trying to figure it out. Bless the name of Jesus. I already had a plan, and you're just in the middle of it. Worship. Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that same son that hung on a cross, on the third day, he rose again. Hallelujah. And that same mother was filled with joy. Hallelujah. She saw the plan of God unfold. See, the plan of God is something in your life that unfolds. If it's folded up, you don't know what's inside. You ever had something just folded up real nice and neat, but it was folded up several times over, and you didn't know the fullness of what it looked like until you unfolded it. God is unfolding the blessing. God is unfolding the ministry. It's expanding. It's turning into stuff you never thought it would be. Just tell God, unfold it, Lord God. Unfold it before my very eyes. I'm just here to worship. I'm just here to praise you. I'm just here to pray, to pray. I'm just here to cover this whole situation. Unfold it, God. You are God. Hallelujah. He's unfolding the anointing that's on the inside of you. Some of you don't even know the fullness of what God put in your spirit. And he says, come back in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The fullness of what I called you to do. The fullness of the anointing that's on the inside of you. God says, come forth now.
Jesus.
Oh, there's a lot of fire flowing on this call today. Fire of God. Bless your name, Jesus, to get on to the next place in God. To trust him at another level. To push while you're crying. To worship when you don't understand.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh, to praise him as he unfolds what he knew he was doing all along. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glorify your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible doesn't talk much about Mary's prayer life, but you got to know God's not going to favor a woman who's not going to pray. God needs some praying women. God needs some women who know how to go into a secret place and come out with the praise. God needs some women who will trust him through prayer. God says, pray. Calling some women to pray. If you don't pray, you're going to crack under pressure. If you don't pray, you're going to mess it up. Praise the Spirit of the Lord. How you going to birth something without prayer? How you going to birth it if you're not praying? Wake up the prayer. The Spirit of this confession is praise now in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Spirit of the Lord. Mary had to be praying. At the bottom of the cross, praying. Going to the synagogue, trying to find a 12-year-old little boy, praying. Hallelujah. Having discussions with Joseph about this pregnancy, praying. Pray, mothers in Zion. God is calling some of mothers in Zion to pray like never before. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying, by the Spirit of the Lord. Pray when you're giving birth. Pray. Pray when it don't look good. Pray when it does look good. Pray when I'm able to keep you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'll be glorified in the end, but you got to pray. I'll be glorified in your life, but you got to pray. I'll be glorified in everything I've been through you, but you better pray. Pray. Hallelujah. What's the call? Pray. What's the call? Pray. Seek my face, said the Spirit of the Lord. You can never understand what I'm unfolding. Pray. And I'll get you to an end result. Finish what I started in you. Bless the name Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God is releasing a fire to intensify your prayer life. Hallelujah, for this next level, says the Spirit of the Lord. Some things I'm unfolding. Hallelujah, you need to pray. There's some things I'm unfolding, says the Spirit of the Lord, and you better be ready. There's some signs from God to come in. You better be ready because they're going to throw you into confusion. You're not going to understand this new harvest. You're not going to understand these people I'm sending. Pray. Pray. Don't try to burst them in your flesh. Don't try to carry them just by the flesh. It started in the Spirit, said the Spirit of God. It's a new breed. It's a new harvest. They're tatted up. Their skirts are short. God said, pray. Hallelujah. Pray. How they're smoking weed. God said, pray. They don't understand holiness. Pray. They don't think it's nothing wrong. Hallelujah. When raised like you were raised, you better pray. Be ready, said the Spirit of the Lord. These children are not going to look like what you think they should look like. We don't know what Jesus came out looking like. Didn't look nothing like Joseph. Wasn't Joseph's baby. God says, no matter what your children look like, no matter what their past look like, they're mine. Love them. Nurture them. Hallelujah. As I close, you know, the Spirit of the Lord, he deals with me in acronyms, and, you know, there's an acronym for woman that he showed me. He says, everywhere in the world when I needed a witness, I used a woman. He said, because women are wonderful witnesses because they have a passion for communication and they're nurturers. They want to tell the story. And they tell it with such passion because I've made them emotional beings. And I love to use women as my witnesses. I love to use women to orate my messages and to get it over, because they're not going to just get it over, but they're going to get it over with some love and some nurture. Hallelujah. Women of God, understand that God has called you to be a witness. This is what the Spirit of the Lord says concerning you. He says, you are a witness of mine and nurturer. Witness of mine and nurturer. So no matter what's going on, you just watch. You just keep telling about the Lord. Just keep telling them God is faithful. Hallelujah. Just keep speaking of the goodness of God. Keep telling your story. Keep telling your testimony. Hallelujah. Tell it with fire. Tell it with passion. Tell it with enthusiasm. Just keep lifting them up and nurture them as you go. Love on them. Hallelujah. You see the nurture in Mary as she was crying at the cross. She was weeping and wailing at that cross. Hallelujah. Because of the compassion. Her heart was still connected to that young man on that cross. He was only 33. Her heart was still touched with the things that hurt him. Don't lose compassion for this generation. Don't lose compassion for those in prison. Don't lose compassion for what they're going through. God says, nurture them. In order to nurture them, you got to care. You got to care at a whole other level. Everything they go through has to matter. Be there to them, said the Spirit of the Lord. Show up when they're suffering, said the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Mother them. Mother them. Bless the name of Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And everybody has a song just rising up in my spirit. If you know me, I just want to worship a little bit. It's a simple song. It says this. It says, He knows my name. Hallelujah. Bless your name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls. And He hears me when I call. Anybody ever had to call on Him? Hallelujah. And He hears me when I call. Come on, He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. He knows my name. Hallelujah. He knows every detail of what He's called you to do. He knows my every thought. And He sees each tear that falls. And He hears me when I call, when I call on His name, because I don't understand. And He hears me when I call. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And He hears me when I call. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you today, God. Hallelujah. What an awesome word. Hallelujah. An awesome word today. Amen. We thank God for that word on today, Pastor Miracle. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you didn't feel that, something is right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't talk about Jesus and not feel anything. Hallelujah. You can't even think on His goodness and not feel anything. At the name of, at the mention of His name, the Bible has declared every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Amen. You know, God always confirms His word. Amen. He confirms His word. We talked about Jesus on Monday. Amen. Amen. And we continue to talk about our Savior. Hallelujah, what a wonderful, wonderful word. Amen. We thank God for that word on today. Amen. Glory to God. I can feel the spirit of worship. I can feel the spirit of praise in the atmosphere. In the atmosphere. Hallelujah. 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 She said some things that made me. Amen. I don't know about you all, but you know, sometimes you go through your seasons where you allow yourself, and I say we allow ourselves to be distracted. But God is calling us back. And even as she was ministering this morning when I was in prayer, I heard the Lord say, make an appointment with the altar. Amen. Amen. You don't have to wait until you get to church on Sunday mornings. But you can make an appointment every day with the altar. Amen. And that altar could be where you have some private time to pour out your spirit, pour out your heart unto the Lord. Make some time. We make time for everything with prayer. We make time for everybody but Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, but when trouble comes, yeah, you don't know Messiah. Hallelujah. We're calling everybody that we know can get a prayer through. Oh, but baby, you better learn how to praise him when all is well. You better learn how to go find your secret closet. Amen. You can go. Sometimes I go in my car, Pastor Burleson. You don't almost shut up.
Yes,
hallelujah. Sir. Early in the morning, don't want to disturb anybody. I'll go in my car. Hallelujah. And I'll begin to call out to the Lord. You know when you don't want nobody to hear you. You know when you want to steal away. Amen. When you have to move out of one room and go into another room to take a call that you've been expecting. Amen. You know how to find a place where you can have some private time to hold your conversation. You better make some private time for the Lord. Hey, I'm on fire. Amen.
Jesus.
God is calling us back to prayer. Amen. And prayer is the least attended service on our program. We have programs for concerts, program for musicals, programs for pastor's appreciation, program for Mother's Day, program for Father's Day, program for revivals. Programs for the youth. Amen. Programs for worship, for praise dancers, and programs for choir rehearsals and musicals and all of this stuff. But there's no clarion call. I don't see a clarion call in the churches today to call people back to prayer. Amen. We don't need no word today. We just gonna worship God. Amen. We gonna praise him for what he's done in our life. We gonna praise him for what he's done. We don't need a word. Get in your Bible. Amen. When you go home tonight, then you get a word. But right now, we coming to this altar. We gonna repent. We gonna call on God for our nation. We gonna call on God for our children. It's time to come back to prayer. Hallelujah. It's time to come back to prayer. That's what I got today. Hallelujah. God is calling for some praying women. Amen. Yeah, he's calling for some men to pray. Amen. But guess what? The women was the first one. That found that Jesus had risen like he said. They were the first witnesses on the scene. Hallelujah. And he told them, go back and tell my disciples, hallelujah, that I'm risen. Yeah, you know what I'm on, Messiah. Who this woman and preach today? Let me open up the lines. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know what I'm on, Messiah. Glory to God. Amen, amen. I'm going to an unknown call. I know this number, but amen. It's not registering with me, but I'm going to area code. Thank you, Pastor Miracle, for sacrificing your time to come on and share this wonderful, awesome word of God with us today. I tell you, it was a transforming word. Amen. Area code 209, the last four of your number is 7983. God bless you today. Amen. Area code 209. All right, it just dropped off. Some of these folks want to remain anonymous, and it's all right. Amen. We appreciate you calling. One thing I know, you heard the word. Amen. Amen. So we're going right on down the switchboard. We're going to Minister Democrat, Mother Charity, and then Sister Leslie Priest. Amen. And then Dr. Tay. God, so good to see you back with us this evening. Amen. What an awesome word. Amen. Pastor, Minister Democrat, God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God, that was a word. Amen, woman of God.
Oh,
amen. The priceless gift of motherhood. She said God chose the women to be mothers.
Oh,
amen. Amen. So God want the women, amen, to take their place. Amen. I remember when I was coming up in this faith, amen, it was the mothers that took me and said, amen, you got to have a prayer life. I know all these young men want to preach, but I'm trying to do their voice. But you got to pray. You got to stay close. You got to have a prayer life. Amen. Then God will bless you. And then what they told me, how they brought me up was true. And they wasn't saying it in front of everybody. If you notice, like, when Jesus' mother rose him up, there was a silence. You know, you see, the Bible talks about when Jesus was an infant, and then you don't hear nothing else until he like 11 and 12 years old, and then you don't hear nothing else until you're 33 years old. Mama and Jesus was having some conversations that folk don't know about. Amen, 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 that God was raising people up. So people are assigned to us, amen, to God, and we have a job to do, amen. And sometimes, amen, you don't see it, amen, but behind these people, they got a praying mother, amen, behind them, amen, to God. It's not recorded somewhere, but you know that's what's going on. So I got to bless this message, and I thank God for the mothers, and happy Mother's Day to, amen, all the women of God on this line. God bless you. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. Can y'all hear me?
Amen. Amen. Yeah. That was my baby. God, y'all forgive me. Amen. Mother Charity, God bless you. Thank you, man of God.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. Certainly, we just enjoyed those words of life. Amen. As Pastor Miracle was talking and bringing forth about the birth of Jesus, amen, and how he was born. Praise the Lord. But he was God's only begotten son. That's why it says that word begotten, because he was not, created by man, by the sperm of man, but the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. Hallelujah. And he was begotten. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that's the first time anything like that ever happened, and that's the last time anything like that will ever happen again. Praise God. Amen. Now, I was just thanking the Lord for her as she was bringing forth those scriptures concerning how Mary had to suffer some things as a result of her. She submitted herself unto the will of God when the angel told her, praise the Lord, amen, and she said, be it unto thee, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and so I was listening at her, how she had to go through some things. It was certain things in people's mind, because they had never heard that before. It had never been before. That's why. Amen. And they was wondering, what is this strange stuff she's talking about? She have never known a man, but yet and still she's pregnant. You know, but even Joseph, her espoused, he even knew that Mary, the type of person that Mary was, he even had compassion for her. I think looked like sometimes deep in his heart, he didn't really believe something that Mary would do such a thing as that. But that's why he wanted to put her away privately. He didn't even want her to be embarrassed because of her situation. But you know, God let an angel come to Joseph and let him know that this thing here was done of God, that Mary had not sinned. Praise God. The Lord let him know so he wouldn't have the wrong thing in his heart and in his mind. You know, God will do things. God don't leave things all undone and unanswered sometimes. You know, he'll let you to know things and stuff. Yeah, I just thank the Lord how he is so faithful, and God is so mindful of us. Hallelujah. You know, God is an awesome God. I sometimes I just begin to think about God, and the way he does things and all, it's just amazing. It's ever amazing. I mean, salvation, you don't never get used to it. It's always something else you can learn. I mean, it's inexhaustible type of life. I tell you the truth, it's always something new. Praise God, he is just so awesome, and he's so way out. I mean, can't nobody really understand all of this about God?
Nobody.
Jesus, my Savior. It just keeps you going all every time when you talk about the Lord. It just something comes up. Oh, Lord, I'm thanking. But, you know, I'm so grateful, amen, for Pastor Miracle bringing those things out, hallelujah, because we do have to suffer many times, you know, when God got a work or something for us, amen, in view. But we know he won't put any more on us above that we're able to bear. But he'll make an escape, praise the Lord, amen, hallelujah, that we might be able to bear it. Oh, I thank the Lord for his faithfulness. I praise the Lord, amen, for his tender mercies. Glory to our great God. Thank God for all of the mothers. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. That's a great job, hallelujah, to birth children in the world and then raise them up in the way that they should go. It's something to impart something into that person's life as they arise and come up in the name of the Lord. You don't ever know what you're birthing.
Might be birthing
a preacher or somebody. You don't know. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To our great God. I just thank him.
Father.
And I just magnify our God's great name today. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I just love the Lord. Oh,
Amen.
Praise his holy name. God bless all of you mothers. Amen. Y'all be encouraged. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. God strengthen you all and encourage your heart today. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name, y'all pray for me. God
Amen,
bless.
Amen, Mother. Thank you. Thank you, Mother. God bless you. Love Mother Charity. She has so much wisdom and knowledge. She certainly has been through enough. Amen, where she's able to impart words of knowledge and wisdom to us. So we thank God for Mother. Amen. We're going to Sister Leslie Priest and then to Dr. Tay, then Prophetess Vanessa. Amen. Going down the switchboard today. God bless you, Sister Leslie.
Amen, amen. God bless amen. You all. Giving honor to God and giving honor to all those in their respective places. I'm so grateful for the word today. I've never heard this particular passage or story explained in this way and in this manner. And to me, it was a blessing because as the closer I draw to God, the closer I draw to God, the more unusual I am to others. I'm 33 years old. A lot of people are saying, you know, it doesn't take all that. You don't have to be on all these lines. You don't have to read all like that. They just think everything that I do is to the extreme. And even among Christians, my Christians, still awkward to me from what I'm learning from all the older elders that I'm connected to. And my leaders, you know, I call you guys my spiritual parents because I'm receiving from you all on a daily. And so I believe that it's maturing me differently than others. Are they're just receiving the words on Sunday and not pouring in and praying throughout the week. They're waiting on their pastor. I have a relationship with God. I know this. I spend time with him daily, and I'm hungry. I'm hungry. You won't believe I'm on word. I'm hungry. I'd rather listen to to the Word of God than watch anybody else's reality show. The only reality I want is Jesus right now, because he's coming. I just feel an urgency. And I'm a missionary at heart, and I'm a pastor's daughter, which that's even more pressure. And so I'm struggling in my Christian walk for being talked about, how I, my personal relationship with God. And I believe everybody's different. And the woman of God spoke, you know, when we judge, we're judged according to. And I'm in a struggle right now. And so to hear this, it gave me hope and more encouragement. You know, I'm encouraged right now. I feel good. I know that I'm exactly where I need to be. I'm hearing from leaders who, and this is all a God move. It's so, oh God, Ms. Bernard, she's just so powerful. I was even on her YouTube, you know, listening to a New Year's, the New Year's. And before I could even get to the Word of God, just her speaking, it was just moving me and had me feeling some kind of way. And, you know, I was like, God, I want that power to where when I speak, you know, people can feel you. You know, they don't feel me. They feel your presence, you know. And I appreciate you all because, like the woman of God spoke today, I could feel Jesus' presence through her words of truth.
Yes.
And I felt it in spirit. And even when she prayed in tongues, you know, I felt that was God's spirit. You know, sometimes it's real harsh and it could be, you know, not of God. And everything on this line is of God. It's in order. Everything that was said was lined up in perfect order. It ministered to me. I can't wait to share it, and I just honor the women on the line. I honor the mothers on the line, even the men of God who went before me. I honor him, and I'm just glad for what God is doing. Let it sit deep, and I just love the God in you all. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank you. You stay encouraged and stay hungering and thirsting after the Word of God, and you certainly will be filled. Amen. You can never get enough Word, honey. Hallelujah.
And my
get enough of everything else, but we never get enough of the Word. So God bless you, sweetheart. Amen. We're going to Dr. Tay and then to Prophetess Vanessa. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Tay.
Good afternoon, and all praise and honor go to God. I'm just full right now. I was late getting on the line. Looked like everything was keeping me from getting to the line. But, Pastor, Miracle, I thank you for being obedient to God. I'm very full. I'm just full. Because I know God is preparing me to be impregnated again in Mary, not understanding, not going to try to understand God anymore. I'm just going through the process and the supernatural things that are taking place in my life. The attacks that has been taking place through my family. As the young lady said earlier, they telling me it doesn't take all of that. You're crazy. You're bipolar. You need to go see a psychiatrist. Everything now is, you know, just ask God and talk to God. He would do it. They say you're just out of your mind.
Wow.
And I know there is a pregnancy in me because he's sending me back in the classroom with high school. And now I quite understand that this pregnancy has to be nurtured and carefully done.
All right.
And as you were speaking in the Word of God about the anointing and burping out the problem and the things that I've been telling God, it's like, God, look, I really don't care to do all of this. I need to do this and I need to do that. And he continually wakes me up in the middle of the night and says, no, you're going to do this. And you're going to do this because I chose you. Nobody else. And I asked him this morning some things, and Pastor Miracle, you answered those for me. He told me that I would know by the end of the day why I must complete this book, why I must go into school, why I must be natural and supernatural, and why I must stay at the goal of employing 2,000 people. And I'm asking him how. And he told me just walk. And since yesterday being on the line, the Lord has put my business in the Louisiana database where anybody can apply without me doing anything major. So that is a blessing because I don't have to go out here and hustle and do all of that because he said the people would be unemployed so that they will see it and they will contact me. So that is a blessing. And to much is given, much is required. And I want to thank you, Pastor Miracle. I'm full. I never have been as speechless as I am right now. I'm just full.
You sound like you're speechless.
And I know it's of God. I'm just full. Even in your interpretation, I don't have a title in the church. I just prefer not to have one. I just prefer not to be ordained by anybody. I just prefer to be God. I just prefer to be Him. And even in the spirit, when you were speaking in tongues, I have the gift of interpretation. I say, my God, I very seldom hear real prophecies speak in tongues other than the words of what God is saying. So I know that you're proud, and I want to thank you for being obedient and coming to today and bless all the mothers and bless the pastor, I call him the pastor, for being with us on today because we do need the presence of men as well. So I'm just full, and I thank God for being obedient.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we certainly thank God for you tuning in today. It was of God. Amen. Amen. We're going to Pastor Johnson, and then we're going to some of the callers have dropped off. We had quite a few callers on the line, and then we're going to go back to our final remarks and the announcement coming from Pastor Miracle. Amen. I see Pastor Johnson on the line. Amen. Oh, wait, did I get... excuse me, I'm sorry. Let me go to Prophetess Vanessa. I didn't get Prophetess Vanessa. God bless you, Prophetess Vanessa.
God bless you, and God bless each and every one of you. I thank God for the mighty, 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 mighty powerful word that came forth on the day. It was truly a blessing, and I ate very well. I'm so full. I'm satisfied when you sit back and let your toes just twirl and the spirit and you rejoicing, that's where I'm at right now. And then I thank God for that mighty woman of God that brought the word forth. I can take it and run off with it and use it. Thank you for your words today. Amen. God bless everyone.
Amen, amen. God bless. Had my line on mute. God bless. Pastor Miracle, thank you once again for sharing your time with us on today. I thought that was an awesome word today, and we certainly appreciate you coming on and sharing an awesome word of God with us. Let me see if Apostle Johnson's line. God bless you, Apostle Johnson. Amen. Well, we're going back to Pastor Miracle. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you once again for that awesome, powerful, anointed word of God that you shared with us on today.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard. And I don't know about anybody else, but I know all I've ever really wanted in life was to be used of God, you know, and I wanted to be anointed. I wanted to be, you know, I used to dream about just doing this big work for God, just whatever, you know, and just admire certain people in the kingdom. And I just get excited when I know the Lord is using me to touch people. And I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for that. It's my prayer that every need was met today on the call. You know, I'm grateful to hear that the Lord spoke directly, you know, to some of you concerning situations that are going on in your personal life. I heard the young lady, she was just about to give us a prayer request, Evangelist Bernard.
Who was that?
She was the young lady, she said she's 33.
Oh, Sister Leslie?
I don't know if she's still on.
Sister Leslie, did you have a prayer request?
Hello?
Amen. Her line is open. Sister Leslie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a prayer request?
Oh, my prayer request was based upon none of my friends, no one, like, really who I'm surrounded with my age has a fire and desire for God. And I don't know, like, since I've been baptized, now it's like, they're, like, hating me or just doing mean stuff for no reasons when I didn't do anything. And so I just wanted prayer for God to just use me not to be offended, but just continue to sow seeds into them because it hurts, you know?
Okay.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We will definitely lift that up. And I get joy hearing what you're going through, because it means you're saved for real. Hallelujah. That means God has really done something in you real good, because that's a good sign. Hallelujah. The Bible says, what does light and darkness really have to do with each other? You know, the light is to reproof the darkness. And so when there's that conflict, that's good, because it's saying that you have some real light in you. And it's kind of troubling some things, kind of stirring up some things around you. You know, people are getting a little uncomfortable because you've changed. Hallelujah. You're not the same. And that's the real frustration, is when people are your friends and they're around you, they expect you to stay the same. That's why when you have a high call in your life, it's not a lot of people that can stay around you like that, because God is always changing you, evolving you, teaching you. He's always doing something that they would never understand. That's why John the Baptist, when he was in the wilderness by himself eating locusts and wild honey, who would hang with him and do that and wear the clothes he wore and eat that? So God is taking you higher. God is taking you higher. And your desire is for the Lord. And that's a pure desire. And don't expect to go there, you know, to go to that place in God, you know, in a clique, in a clan, in a club. No. You go alone. You go to the garden alone. You walk this walk with you and the Lord. You just make sure you're covered. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we lift up, hallelujah, Leslie. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the process that you're working in her life, the process that you're working on. For she desires to be close to you, and for you said that I am drawing her to myself. Thank you for drawing her to yourself, Lord God. Thank you for being the God who chooses and picks, Lord God, who you choose us, oh, Father God. And I thank you, Lord God, fill her with joy, unspeakable and full of glory, that she has been chosen. Fill her with joy, unspeakable, Lord God, that you have hand-selected her, Father God, and that you are confirming your word in her life. Hallelujah, that you are fulfilling the promise and even the request that she made to you. And she said, yes, Lord, and she meant it with all of her heart, and she surrendered and yielded her life. And that you would even say to her,
that others haven't done that, that they're not in that place and that you can't do with them what you're going to do with her. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord God, for this season in her life. Lord, give her peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding. May it rule hard in Mount Gerizim around her heart and her mind in Christ Jesus. And may it no longer matter, hallelujah, the distasteful elements concerning the relationship. So we're praying, Lord, for them that you would even draw them through her. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
The name of the Lord.
Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We have open, and if there's any more prayer requests on the line, your lines are open, and you certainly can come forth with your any prayer requests that you may have before we close on out with Pastor Miracle. Any more prayer requests? Amen. I do have a special prayer request. I'm asking for speedy relief for my sister Danielle, and also asking prayer for my mother. Amen. Anybody else? Amen. That's a miracle. And then we're going to have her with the closing prayer. Amen.
Amen. Well, for those of you that are still on the line, you know, it's a blessing when you just stay on the line to the end. You know, so we're just going to release a series of prophetic decrees that will come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, your word says that you are the rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And I thank you for the diligence of this people, that they're still on the call, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for this. And I thank you for your reward to them. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We're praying and interceding, Lord God, for an intensified, increased favor upon them. In Jesus' mighty name, that they would know that the favor, Lord God, has opened up in their lives. It's gone to another level. That this favor, Lord God, over them will cause them, Lord God, to fulfill your plan and purpose for their lives the more. It would aid, Lord God, in getting them to where you're taking them. It would aid in the things that they're doing for you. Hallelujah. Even concerning their families or even concerning their needs. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are the God who supplies all of our needs. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. Oh, God, we thank you for releasing this intensified favor. We're praying healing for anybody on this call that's suffering. Lord God, where they are in sickness, and I'm praying, Lord God, for the mothers on this line. You said in your word that you will renew our strength like the eagle, Lord God. Hallelujah. Make all things new. Hallelujah. Bring correction in the physical bodies, Father God, in the mighty name. Bring strength. Hallelujah. We rebuke pain, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for healing flowing, Lord, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Lord God, sugar diabetes, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
yes,
that there would be healing, Lord God. Hallelujah. High blood pressure, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. If there be arthritis on this line, Lord God, we're praying healing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that the pain goes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that their bodies line up with your perfect will and your original intent, Father God, for healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're praying for an anointing for worship. Draw us all closer. Release, Lord God, a greater mantle for prayer. For God, on every person that's on this call, draw us into prayer all day. Thank you for the anointing that causes us to pray without ceasing. Thank you for the anointing that causes us to seek you at all time and to acknowledge you in all of our ways, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for the grace to seek your face. Thank you for the grace to pour out so you can fill us again. Thank you for the grace to hit the altar by ourselves. Thank you for the grace to travail, Lord God, before you, to burst out, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We worship you. We worship you. We praise you, oh God, and we love you. We love you, oh God. Lift your precious people up. Lift them up in their spirits, oh God. Hallelujah. Release us into a high in your glory, Lord God, that we would ascend into realms of worship that we've known not, in the mighty name of Jesus, and be unhindered in that place of fellowship with you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we worship you and we give you alone all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you,
yeah,
Lord. We bless you. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. Keep on praising and magnifying God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you for the word today, God. We ask you to pull back into your anointed vessel, God, everything that she ministered and spoke to us today, God. Hallelujah. Open up the floodgates of heaven for her, God. Remember her family, God. Remember our children, God. Remember our ministry, God. And even those, hallelujah, that work faithfully with her in ministry, Lord God, continue to cover them with your blood, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pronounce blessings on her life, God. Hallelujah, everywhere our feet tread, God, let her be a blessing, God. In the name of Jesus, amen. And as she prophesy and as she teach and preach, Lord God, let everything, hallelujah, come to pass as she said it would be, Lord God, and it is so. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. By way of announcements, we want you to tune in tomorrow. Amen. We're going to continue this week. Every wrong goes higher. Amen. Tomorrow we'll have Pastor Beatrice Martin. Amen. She is the mother of the young lady that you all heard today, Sister Leslie Priest. Amen. She is the pastor. Amen. She is a prayer warrior. Hallelujah. She is a wife. Amen. She is a mother. Amen. She is a daughter of Zion. Amen. She will be ministering with us tomorrow. And on Friday, we're going a little bit higher. We're going to have one of my spiritual mothers, Prophetess Cheryl Harrison out of Sacramento, California, will be ministering with us on Friday. Amen. So I tell you, don't miss the rest of this week. Amen, amen. And continue, amen, to call in, amen, and invite someone to come on the line. Share this gospel. This gospel don't mean nothing if we don't share it with someone. Amen. So God bless you. We love you with the love of God. Amen. We're going to close out, amen, with Dickie Yoway saying, singing. God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.